Good morning, STEM listeners. I am here with Ms. Rose. We are going to dive into the conversation of how we can stay safe through COVID. We know that New Jersey restrictions are going to lift. We're getting ready to aim into phase two. So, Ms. Rose, how can our listeners stay safe as these restrictions begin to lift?
So first, I want to say hello to everybody. I totally miss talking to you all. The joy that I've experienced with podcasts is just something that, you know, I just love. And when we weren't able to do it, I really felt sad. But we're back, and it's good to be back. So one of the ways we can stay safe, of course, is by adhering to the state standards or the state governed rules of how we should take care of ourselves. The social distancing with the 6 feet in between. I know, you know, in the grocery store, I've been noticing that, you know, it's hard when you're going down the aisles and things like that. But I feel like most of the stores are really doing their best to try to come up with ways to, you know, adhere to that. We want to always continue to wear those masks when we're in a store or we're in a situation where there's more than, you know, a few people around. And, you know, I know when you're doing your walking and things like that, it's a little tough and people decide to wear them. Some people decide not to. But definitely I would say in the stores and in areas or homes where there's, you know, there's more of a close knit. The other thing is washing your hands for at least 20 seconds. And listen, we should have all gotten used to that, and, you know, it should be second nature by now. You know, we sing the happy birthday song, we sing the ABC song, teaching the children. You know, I hear them in our e-learning, you know, tell us, you know, they got to sing the ABC song. So, you know, just don't let up on it. That's something that should just go with us forever, you know, not touching your face. And one thing I just want to add is properly taking care of your mask. You know, if you're out there and you're out there for a considerable amount of time, you know, they tell us that we have to wash them every day and it has to be completely dry. So we want to make sure that we're doing that, because I see a lot of people having their own personal mask, which is awesome, right? But we want to take care of it. And if we have one of those disposable masks, we want to throw them away properly. If we have gloves, we want to throw them away properly in, you know, garbage dispensers or trash cans. We don't want to have them lingering around in cars and, you know, in our homes and on the street and things like that. So definitely following the state mandates is the most important thing.
Definitely. And I'm sure, like myself, you definitely miss the day-to-day interaction with everybody. Yes. And I just want to send love to everybody listening. I know it must be hard being away from just your daily interactions with friends and family, mm-hmm. and even coworkers. What ways do you think that our listeners can find some happiness or some mental ease through situations like this?
So I know, for me, it's always that connection with family and friends, as you said, loved ones, creating traditions and habits with your children. You know, if I could just speak on that just for a second, our children, they have been there with us every step of the way. And when we were anxious, it made them anxious. But when they saw us relaxing and doing things with us, that made them relax. And then they could, you know, get the love and the hugs and the joy that they so desperately love and need. But creating those moments and not letting them go, just because we're opening back up, it doesn't mean that we throw everything to the side and we get back to that old normal. But, you know, making that wish list for the new normal, right? Mm-hmm. How am I gonna be when I come out of the pandemic? And everybody is not gonna do that. We have to accept people where they are, but we can control ourselves and we can help our children and our families and our loved ones along. You know, a lot of people are anxious, they have anxiety, you know, some are feeling low, some are depressed. But one thing we know is it takes one step to do one thing, and when you look back, you would have done 20. So just always just trying to focus on happy things, but taking care of the business that you need, which is at hand, whether it's money, whether it's, you know, your day-to-day schedule, you know, throughout this pandemic. You just want to always take care of yourself. Stop and meditate on the good things. Stop and breathe. You know, I've talked about that in the other podcasts from previous pandemic, before pandemic, but breathing is very important because it allows the brain to get the fresh air that it needs. So, yeah, that's what I say. And, you know, family is important. Friends are important. Coworkers. You know, we see a lot of things on social media, and we read a lot of things that people are doing. TikTok was that new thing, you know, that we saw.
Yes.
And, you know, but those are just like, those made the people happy. It brought joy. But we want to start thinking about joy that is everlasting, or that's lasting, that you can build on. So absolutely, just, you know, reading, whatever it is your pleasure, whatever your pleasure is that makes you happy. I saw somebody taking piano lessons.
I love that.
You know, and Zoom has just been like super wonderful to be able to connect. Lunch dates with friends that you wouldn't normally see,
yes,
that maybe live across the different states. So all those things.
I'm even seeing more in the creative world, there's this new thing where you're saying, you know, stay creative, stay vigilant.
Yeah.
They're doing photo shoots through the camp, like through FaceTime now, where, wow, photographers are booking people to do photo shoots through FaceTime.
See,
so look
I'm
at
saying?
That. Look at virtuality. I mean, look at virtuality, look at technology,
yeah,
look at all of that. So yeah, 100%. And lastly, my last question for you is, how do you think you can tell and help our listeners on the transition of coming back to summer camp or coming back to day to day? I think I even have some anxiety with that, with everything kind of lifting up. What methods do you have that we can somewhat use?
Well, remember, everybody is not the same. People are anxious. Some people are excited. Children are excited. Respect is what I think about. Respecting people where they are. As we come back into buildings, respect the fact that maybe your coworker wants to social distance, you know, literally, and is not really talking right now. Respect the fact that that parents are, you know, overly concerned about the practices. Respect that, because we're not on the same level, and we've all gone through something in this pandemic. Loss of loved ones, loss of friends and family, watching things on the TV. Just respect the practices of the building, respect your coworkers, respect your the new rules, the new ways of dealing with things. Just respect it. And you'll find that if you have that respect for that person, you'll learn, and it'll help you to remember to, you know what, I need to do that too. I need to just, you know, follow the rules too. Sometimes when we open up, we just want to just go back out there.
Yes, and that's what I'm kind of scared of, is that it's going to be one big kind of cluster of everyone just being, you know, they've been trapped in for so long, and they're not really using their head, and then it comes again, COVID part two. But again, everyone, we just want to end this on a more positive note.
Yes.
We definitely did this episode to just let you know that there are still healthy ways that you can manage and get through this COVID, this quarantine, this pandemic.
Yes.
We miss all of our STEM family. And we just say, you know, we're right here in Edison, New Jersey. All of our New Jerseyers, please stay safe. Be vigilant with your health. And we hope that you enjoyed this episode.
See you again.